Okay, so thank you for inviting me to give you this this introduction to what is what has been our work in the, in this area, and for your introduction on my work. So this short talk is on the KM4CT activity, that is a back activity of, at a couple of two projects. One is a Smart City National project, and the other is an H2020 European Commission project. So KM4CT is means a knowledge model for the city. It is a set of models and tools for smart city services in the city, and is present in place in the Florence area. So we started with a couple of objectives. So the main objective is to provide a unit point of service for aggregated data and tools that we can have in a metropolitan area. So typically in these cases we have qualified users like public administration, administrators, and that are also, they have also their developers. And operators. Operators may be mobility operators, energy operators, tourism, cultural, small, medium enterprise, shops, and so on, that they also have their own developers. And the final users. Final users like citizens, students, pendular, and tourists. The main problems in provide them a unique point of service for the whole aggregated data that could be could be present in the area, are the fact that the aggregated data are not available. There are many, many data coming from different public administration and private data as well, but they are not semantically interoperable. They are heterogeneous for format, vocabulary, structure, velocity, volume, ownership and control, access and license, and so on. So there are a lot of problems to keep them all together and to provide a unified service. So there are a lack of service and tools that really constrains the these data are not used because they are not interoperable each other. So for this end, we started with the development, as you see the green line on the right side, with the aim of providing final user tools. So these slides from bottom to top, you see the path that we have done from top to bottom, what is needed to provide the service to the final user. So the final target is to provide a what we can call a sort of KM4CT mobile application with a personal assistant for the citizens and tourists. Presently, we are not at that phase. We are just a step behind that. So we have now published in July a KM4CT mobile application on Google Play, Apple Store, and so on, and also web application, and some open source application to show how the system can work. In the past, we have also provided some administrative tools and some developer tools. I am going to show them in the next slides, them. So next next slides is not coming. Why? I have problems to switch into the next slide. The system seems to be. Yeah, is not the arrow is not working, and neither the blue arrow that should be on top of the. I would switch to slides number 5. Now I have the arrow and I switch to yes, but I don't have any more the arrow to I okay. This is just a snapshot of some snapshot of the mobile application and also on the web application that you can recover from some Google Play and Apple stores. So next slides. This is the open source, some snapshot from the open source web application that use the KM4CT service and the API. Next slides. And this is a tool that is grounded on system thinking that could be used by the public administrator as a support for taking decision. So this is the first technical tool that allow to create a process in a collaborative manner to reuse this process to define how the mix-up of process from the analysis that you can perform with the stakeholder of the city and some queries, some semantic queries that you can do on an ontological database that represents the city knowledge. This is possible to integrate these two kind of knowledge by using this system thinking approach. Next slide. So now I am entering probably on the part that is more interesting for you, that is the part regarding the developer's tools. And next slides. So developer tools, the main aim for the developers is to put them in condition to create a mobile or web application in a very simple manner, even without conquering an absolute knowledge of what is going on the back office of the KM4CT. So typically small, medium enterprise and developers are not so skilled on semantic and on reasoning, for instance, are maybe marginally skilled on Sparkle or RDF. So we developed a simple visual and development tools we provided some accessible examples with the idea of creating some tools that would not depend on data. So data can be, and data and knowledge can grow, but the data and the application would not be dependent from the data themselves. So the support would be supported and has been already supported by section for hackathon and tutorials. To this end, we developed what we call the service map. Service map is online, it's available. And another tool is the log. And obviously on the back of the service map and the log, there is the ontology, the KM4CT knowledge model. Next slide. So what happened? Okay. So, can I go ahead or not? Okay, sorry. So I am just starting from the vision of the developers. So what the developers would have? The developers would have something very simple that could be used with a visual language for making queries on the city and extracting some ID, some visual query identifier that could help them to query the semantic database in a simple manner. So we have on the right side of the slide the developer. They could use this visual query graph or linked open graph or service map tool. Those tools can save the Sparkle queries on the yellow boxes that you see on top. And the application on the right side of the slides can exploit this yellow box when they need. This is the easiest manner of working. SNS, they have learned more about the semantic model and so on, they can switch from the query ID to the real usage of Sparkle queries, and so they could really exploit more of the knowledge and mechanism on the smartness of the system. Next slide. This is the service map interface front-end that is the main developer tool and the API that can be accessed with the service map dizzy.org link. In all dialog box that you see in the KM4 city in the service map, you find some small disk. Next slide. This small disk that is indicated by the arrow on the bottom of the slides allow you to save the visual query that you have done. So in that way, you can receive in your email the call, the REST API that could allow you to make a query in exploiting a query ID, so a simple number, or the Sparkle, to get back the JSON or HTML or XML data back. So this could be a very simple way to shortening the creation of mobile application. The same tool allow you to create some embeds of your query in a way that you can embed a visual query directly on a web portal, for instance, of a shops or of a service embedded in some third-party HTML web portal. So, next slide. In the same development tool, sometimes it's possible to have some linked open graph indicated by the green arrow in this case. If you click on this linked open graph, the developer, next slide, can you switch on the next? Okay, so the developer has the possibilities to browse the RDF knowledge base, so the visual representation of the knowledge base. And so in this way, they working with this tool that is called the Log DizzyKorg, is possible to navigate not only on KM4City knowledge base, so RDF endpoint, but is also possible to navigate in many others. So is in many others RDF entry point. So it's a multiple entry point browser for linked open data. So this is a tool that we also develop. Next slides could give you a more wider example of how it's work. So in this environment, you can save your query, your visual query. You can share this visual query, and you can even recall and modify the query in a second phase. So next slide. So finally, what is in the back of this work? There is a smart city ontology that we call KM4City as well, and is presently at version 1.6.2, and includes a number of cluster objectives and data properties, as you can see. And this you can get the documentation of this ontology by using the links that you can see on the right side. So the documentation includes obviously the real ontology in terms of triples, but also documents and examples and visual tools like these and in SVG, so you can navigate on it and understand how the ontology is. If you would like to see the live status of the database, so the knowledge base on which the ontology we uploaded all the data on the basis of that ontology for the area of Florence, you can use the log tool that we have seen before. Next slide. So the smart city ontology includes several areas. So administration aspects of the city, but not only of the city, but of the metropolitan area. So you can have many municipalities inside. So street information, so street and region and and the typical mobility and the structural information for the city. Point of interest, local public transportation, mobility and transport information, sensor data, temporal aspects, and metadata on the data itself, on the data set. And we are going to add in the next version statistics and risk assessment. On the strings that are present on the ontology, we have also citation that could be links, so URI to, for instance, to DBpedia, just to mention that the citation to other links that may contain some explanation. For instance, if you have Dante Alighieri Street, you may have a link from the Dante Alighieri Street entity to the Dante Alighieri representation on DBpedia, for instance. So, next slide. So, when you have a big ontology, but you have a very huge number of data, in these cases, we so some hundreds of millions of triples loaded, to be loaded, and we really have a process of ingestion and the process of ontology improvement. We are under a continuous process of ontology improvement, data ingestion, and at the same time we are on production, so we have a site in which the tools are used by the final user. So we have a set of what we call a back office tool that do the dirty work of the KM4City service that are listed in this slide. So the data ingestion manager, the RDF index manager, a store methodology, some algorithms to create these enrichment tools, and a distributed scheduler. I am going in the next slides to see to show you some of those how those things are organized. So mainly we have if we see the first lane in on top of this slide, we have static data harvesting and real-time data ingestion. So static data are typically structural information, such as the service, how they are located, the streets, and where the bus stop are located, which are the sensor, where the sensor are located, and so on. They are hundreds and hundreds of data set to be reconciled, to be transformed in a semantically interoperable model to map them on triples and index it in a real knowledge base according to the ontology. In parallel to this, once you have done, let's say, the static information, you need to add continuously real-time data. For instance, the position of the buses, the status of the sensor, the weather forecast, the parking, the status of the parkings, and so on. So, next slide. So, all this process that you see still on the left upper corner, so static data and real-time data, are in effect process that are put in execution by a distributed scheduler that is called dishes. The distributed scheduler arrange this periodically with different rates. For instance, a sensor are read every 5 minutes. The meteorological forecast is accessed every few hours, and bus status is read every few minutes, and so on. So all this information has different velocity and needs to be scheduled. But at the same time, sometimes static information need to be redefined and reprocessed because some of the data owner are going to change the data itself, and so the process has to restart. This is what happened in the first part, that is the data ingestion and mining. In the second part, the RDF indexing is the phase in which the new index is produced. And this is For the real-time data is performed in real-time, but when you have some massive changes, let's say some changes in the ontology, or you have a different mapping for mapping data in the same ontology but in a different manner, you need to re-index the ontology. And you cannot do in the RDF store in real-time, because almost all the RDF stores doesn't allow to make changes on tripods in real time. So you need to create a new one. When you have the RDF stores, you need to validate, you need to understand if you reach the needed capacity for inference inside the RDF store. You may need to create some links from your RDF stores to other RDF stores. So you have to hatch some sporadic process on the right side of these slides. So next slide. Sorry. This slide summarizes what I have told you before regarding the data ingestion manager that manage the workflow and the execution of process. What could be interesting is that almost all these processes are coded at the hand with the ATL process or Java, and they may range from harvesting, ingestion, enrichment, mapping, production, tripods, and so on. The RDF indexing manager is a tool that we also develop. And it is capable to keep the versioning of the RDF that you, the RDF store that you create. That is a very big problem, because so when you have millions, so when you have big data database, so you would be interested to save time in creating a new one and not start from scratch every time. So next slide. This is just an example of ATL that you probably know very well. Next slide. This is an example of a snapshot of the status of our distributed scheduler. We have now for the big metropolitan area 7 different processes that do the dirty work behind the KM4City infrastructure. Next. So the process of ingesting data and improving the ontology step by step is managed by a methodology that you can access to the link on the left upper corner of the slides. The methodology is depicted in these slides. It's quite complex, but take into account the ontology construction, static data ingestion, enrichment and improvement of your tripods when they are directly in the store, and also the last lane on the right side, that is the real-time data coming from the sensors. So all these kind of things have different velocity and have to live together. Next slide. So in the example that we have now in production, just to give you some number, after 1.5 months of work, we have about 122 million of tripods online. So this means that you had let's say 42 million, maybe 50 million, 50 million on new tripods every 1.5 months. So it's 35 million of tripods every month. So after any year, you would be really in troubles in terms of size. In troubles in the sense of your performance, obviously, are decreasing with the number of tripods that you accumulated in the database. Why those tripods increase? Because obviously they a number of real-time tribals arrive in your database, and some of them, after some months, are not anymore needed. For instance, the status of parking or sensor or lack of local public transport and so on. So are not needed from your front end, but could be needed for the back end, for the statistics analysis, for prediction and so on. So you have to save them, but you may need to improve the front end. So next. So now I am going to finish. This is just a recall to the project that we have, in which we have developed this solution. It is developed for C-Mobility Smart City National Project. That is a project of 13 million euros funded by the Italian Ministry. And we have a lot of municipality involved in the Tuscany area, mainly in the metropolitan area of Florence, which we have about 1,200,000 citizens living there, and 12 million of new of tourists arriving in Florence every year. So next slide. We also adopted this grounded model for the KM4City model at the municipality level, and so it is also at the ground level, at the basis of the Resolute project. It is an Horizon 2020 research and innovation project, in which we are going to exploit and to develop resilience management guidelines and some tools to validate those guidelines and to make some decision-making process to analyze the resilience of the city. So, next slides. I should be in time, almost. So, conclusion. What I have shown to you is the KM4City model and tools. We developed them with the aim to make them scalable, smart enough and flexible. Solving the smart city dilemma of poor interoperability of data and the lack of services for tools for creating tools for developing. So we to this end we supported we created some tools for developers, for some tools in the back office for public administration as a decision makers and final user. What we can add regarding the cognitive aspect that beyond the pure information retrieval that one could obtain in implementing this kind of system, at the other hand, the additional aspect are obviously in the inference that the system can provide, the sort of intelligence, and this is mainly confined in some structure that entity on the relationship that you may have inside the ontology, so same as subclassing or sub properties in the equivalence for classes in the inverse or transitive relations, symmetrical relations, and so on. In addition to this, you need also reasoning on space, so when you define a point, you need to understand if the person is in a given area, which area it is, which services are located, which time it is, if the bus has been passed 5 minutes or is going to pass in 10 minutes later, and so on. And tools for enriching textual indexing, for enriching strings and the textual indexing are very, very important altogether. So, we think that you have the ground to create this service for our next step is to enforce some capability of, let's say, personal assistance as a service inside the platform as well, in a way that a first personal assistant will be directly available in the KM4City mobile application that now is just a browser and the navigator in the city. So, thanks a lot.